Everybody, welcome to November's Patron's Choice podcast, and your choice for this month is Anything But Politics podcast, which basically, I guess, essentially makes it a Ramblecast minus politics, but we generally talk about politics. And
can you believe that recount? I'm sorry. I forget. I already blew it.
You blew it. Come on.
Two seconds into it, I just screwed the whole pooch. That's it. I'm out of here.
Oh man. No politics here. Is the recount over though, or no?
Well, I thought they're redoing.
I know they're redoing it
in some different states, but
yeah, the close states, right? But
I gave up. I just said, hey, I'm done. I'm out.
Pull George Costanza.
I'm putting up Christmas lights, and I just got to say, to get off politics here.
Yeah.
Anyone that's put up Christmas lights will understand my anger, my frustration. Mm-hmm. I plug in all the lights that are all working.
Yep.
Everything's working on them. I put them up. These are the ones, these icicle lights that are just the most time-consuming thing I have, but I do those first just to get it over with.
No, those are the ones that are like the small lights and they kind of dangle in an icicle-type fashion.
Yeah, and it looks like it snowed. You know, they're pretty cool when they... I mean, they were back in the day, but now...
Yeah, they're kind of old-fashioned now. People don't really do them anymore.
Now people just get those... I actually have those things you just plug in. Well, your house is lit up there. Wow, that was a lot of work.
I don't like those at all, actually. I'm against those.
We have them, and we did pick up ones that have Mickey Mouse ears. The Mickey Mouse symbol on it. Uh-huh. It floats a bunch of Mickey Mouse. We're going to try those on the side of the house. But no, I'm not a cheater. I don't do those kind of things. So I put up all the lights. I didn't plug them in yesterday. So we had to babysit our grandson. We didn't have to, but we were privileged enough to babysit our grandson. So we got a new couple new items this year, and I put them together before the Charger game, then after the Charger game.
Uh-huh.
We got a Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse that are up in the... So I plug everything in. I go, what the heck? Not actually what I said. The last 5 feet on the last row of the icicle lights isn't working.
No.
I just go, are you kidding?
Wait, I thought you said you tested them. So between when you tested them and you put them up, they stopped working?
I have no idea that the last 5 feet of the light, I don't know if someone came over there and said, heck with Jack, I'm going to break his light bulb. I don't know. I just was so frustrated. I go, are you kidding me? Of course, I don't have any extra this year. The past I've always had extra.
Yeah, yeah.
So now I have to go to the store, get another thing of icicle lights. They have to match, because if you don't, it screws up the whole thing. And now I have to get these icicle lights and put them up. Go back, take those off, put the other row up. But they worked fine just yesterday.
Man, so well, how long have you had these lights? Like what?
It's probably like 2 years, tops.
God, it doesn't last very long. I remember when lights used to last like 30 years. You know, what happened? What happened to our stuff?
Well, back in the old days, you know, the baby boomer generation, they had those lights with the huge light bulbs.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking like regular light bulbs.
So this, or, well, the C9s, right?
Well, no, I'm talking about, I remember people on our street that had light bulbs, like red, white, blue. Just
Straight up light bulbs?
Yeah, straight up light bulbs, colored light bulbs. Then they switched to the smaller ones, the little pointy ones, whatever they're called.
But here's the thing. Hold on. I got to call BS on this a little bit, because I've seen vintage Christmas lights from like the 20s or
I get, but there were people on our street.
And it's the pointy Christmas lights.
Yeah, but most people had them. There were people on our street that had the big light bulbs. When I was a kid.
Light bulbs? That doesn't count.
They were colored light bulbs. I don't know what they were doing. They were all red, so maybe that was a house of prostitution. I don't know what it was. But those lights would last forever. And then if one went out, the whole thing didn't go out, did it?
I think so. But again, you had spares, yeah.
But these little tiny bulbs, they give you three extra, four extra, a little pack. Like, I'm going to go through every single light bulb and see if it works. Cause like what, $5 to get new ones?
This is where I got to call foul on that a little bit too, because the way they've done modern Christmas lights is if one goes out, the whole thing doesn't go out usually. Because I had one bulb out on all of my Christmas tree lights, and it didn't shut them off. It was just that one light didn't work, and I replaced it, and everything was fine. And then on our outdoor lights, one isn't working, but it that one's not replaceable, and I'm just going to leave it because I just don't care. Because I bought those lights 4 years ago.
Hey, someone's crying.
Yeah, it's Zach. He's getting a bath. Okay. You probably won't be able to hear it at home, people, but he's getting a bath.
I can hear it. I hate those lights more than anything. I have to go up on the roof. I have that tool where you put the little things in there. So everything, it's just time consuming. I take my time with it. I unravel them really nice and plug. And then you get up there and they're not working. Come on, man. That's just not right.
That sucks.
Anyway, it does. It's frustrating.
Because fairly good. All of our stuff is out and up. It's November 27th. So nearly a full month before.
You didn't want,
what's that?
You didn't want my golfing reindeer moose.
No, it's a stupid moose. It doesn't even match anything. I thought it was stupid when you bought it, and now you're trying to peddle it off to other people.
Nobody wants it.
I know nobody wants it.
We're throwing away the moose. Moose is history.
Colleen wanted your stupid pig. Thankfully, you want
the pig still. I am not giving up the pig. The pig is going to be... Your mom's trying to push him further away. It's almost at the neighbor's house now.
So you got some new things. What's your favorite new thing? What's your showstopper?
Oh, the snowmen. We got them at Sam's, and there's three little snowmen. It's like a mama, papa, baby, and they're bright, mm-hmm. and it stands out. Of course, it took me forever to put the papa one together. Oh my god, they just I think they do it on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
They put these things together and say, you know what? Let's mess with these guys. They don't know who we are. So the whole thing is all tangled up. I was thinking, I go, you know, I want to go on Survivor. And I'm pretty good at puzzles. But if they had like a Christmas ornament type, that like a Christmas, what I would call it, decoration thing to put together, I just walk away.
Isn't it really anything to put together? Because you're not, I've known you for a long time. And
I've never known
you be able to put things together well.
It depends on what because for me, there's it just doesn't. For me, they should be done. It should be done differently.
Uh huh. But okay, here's my question: is if it's only you that's thinking it should be done differently, is it you that needs to conform, or people that need to conform to you?
No, I think I'm not the only person. I think there's people out there that would go, yeah, that guy's right. Everything should be done differently. It should be done the way he wants it done. And you'd see a happier, there'd be a better world.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
There'd be no wars.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
There'd be peace on Earth, finally, because they said, you know what? We do it the way that guy in the podcast said to do it.
Imagine and all that, the people.
Yeah, we're not all stressed out. It's just, hey, I put it together. I have time for the kids. I have time for my wife. It's just everything's happy. Everything. It's a good feeling inside, and everyone go, you know what? Let's put down our guns. Let's give one big hug, one worldwide hug.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Hugs across America.
All we're saying is give peace a chance.
Yes, and it would if we just did everything my way.
But I feel like that's also verging on like dictator-esque. You know,
okay.
It's like
all right. Okay, wait. Hold
things would be much better if we just did things my way.
If there was no wars and everybody was happy, wouldn't you be happy?
But I feel like that's the pitch that dictators and people usually use. They usually go,
"Oh yeah, it is." It definitely.
They go, "Oh, if I'm in charge and I do things, there will be no this, this, and this."
Of course, but if it actually did happen, wouldn't you be like, "All right, I'm cool. I got a job. I don't have to hassle with Christmas lights anymore.
Uh-huh.
Life is good. The toys come assembled. It's just everything's perfect."
Sure, sure, yeah. Hey, whatever works for you, I guess.
So, we're getting close to talking politics here again, but
it's on the verge.
But I would be cool with that.
Uh-huh.
One person that ruled the world and everybody was happy.
Yeah, like that.
There was no violence. You could leave your door unlocked at night.
Yeah, it would never work that way.
You could walk down the street with $100 bills taped to your chest and nobody would do anything to you. They, hey, how's it going? Hey, it's going good. I got all these $100 bills taped to my chest. That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you.
Not to be the negative Nancy, but I would say that would never happen.
Nothing but negative. I just don't understand you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, man. Anyway, so yes, it is the holiday season in full. Now, you guys talked about this on, I think, the most recent Married Man podcast, where I think everybody that was on the show is you, Nick, and Tim weren't big fans of Christmas music or, like, the starting of listening to Christmas music.
Well, not in, like, November.
But it's November now, and I think now it's, like, an appropriate time to listen to Christmas music.
I don't.
It's after Thanksgiving.
Growing up in San Diego, too, it'd be like, I'm still wearing shorts. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. No, it's not. I'm at the beach. No, it's not.
But we're not in San Diego anymore, and arguably, it's chilly out.
Well, it's supposed to be in the 70s later on this week.
Well, give and take, global warming, et cetera, et cetera. That's not political. Right?
I thought that was pretty political.
No, well, I think it's made political.
I thought you crossed the line there. I thought that was pretty political.
To me, like, after Thanksgiving, that's when it's like Christmas season, full on.
You know what's gonna happen? The retailers are gonna move Christmas. They're gonna move Thanksgiving to like September, and then after September, whoa, it's Christmas time. It's only 3 months away. Let's go. Let's start playing that music. They put it up anyway. They put the stuff. They start selling the stuff, and you have to buy it.
Yeah, actually, usually like right after Halloween, that's when the Christmas stuff will start to appear. So I think that's a little early, but after Thanksgiving, it's like.
But the worst part is you have to buy it. If you have decorations, you have to buy them when they put it out, because if you don't, all the good ones are taken.
That is true. Like the lights and stuff. If you like, I've been in that position a couple times where, like, last year we had to get a new tree because our old one it had the lights pre-installed, so they somehow stopped working, so had to go buy a new tree, and just bought a tree that wasn't pre-lit, because when we did want that was pre-lit, they were out of already. I think this was December 1st or something like that, so like no Target had the one that we wanted, so we bought a nicer non-lit tree, but then we had to buy the lights, so I bought like 5 packs of these strands of lights, and then I started at home. And it only gets me to, like, the first of the 3 sections of the tree being done. I'm like, ugh. So I go back to the Target, and they're already sold out of those lights. So then I had to proceed to go to, I think, 3 different Targets, maybe 4, to buy the additional packs of lights that I needed. Because one only had, like, 1 pack, the other one had, like, 2, and I needed, like, 5 more packs.
Can I just ask you, so the money you would have... You could have saved money by buying the more expensive tree because you spent like $4,000.
Well, no. We didn't mind the more, but they were sold out of that one. That one was gone.
Oh, okay.
So, if I could have just gotten that one, I just would have gotten that one. But the Target didn't have any of those, and we had, you have checked the systems to see the other stores, and
right.
Actually, when they said, "Well, in Morrisville, they have one," like, all right. So we drove to Morrisville, and it was gone by the time we got there. So, yeah, last year the Christmas tree situation stunk. But this year, it was easy peasy, ready to go. But one of those strands, one of the bulbs was out. But luckily, like, each pack you get, they gave, like, 2 new, 2 spare bulbs.
That happened to us with Target one time. They said, we were looking for that. We eventually found it. It was that thing we have that has a little heater and sits in the corner. Our TV's in our room.
Ah, yeah, the little fireplace thing, right?
And they said, oh, we're out of them here. They looked up. They go, oh, but they have, like, 5. It was a Target by your house, mm-hmm. Crabtree. So I went, all right, let's make a drive out there. We got out there. Oh, we don't have any. I go, well, the Tiger at Night Deal just said you had 5 of them. I go, well, I don't know why they said that. We don't have any.
I feel like that when they give you those, they're kind of full of the crap, and they don't want to do it.
I said, so I drove all the way out here. They go, well, we're getting some more in the next couple of days. So we got like a ticket, a voucher, whatever it was. But it wasn't until I got snotty that I was like, that they... They said, okay, we're sorry.
But yeah, so the We went to this. So I'm a fan of the classic kind of pointy Christmas bulbs. So we have C7s on the outside of the house, and then on the tree we have C3s. But the full size is C9.
Does anybody know what? Does anybody but an electrician know what you're talking about?
Just if you're a fan of the vintage style light bulbs.
We got the C7s to go with the C4s.
If you Google search right now.
But the wires of these are 120-45.
C9 Christmas lights. Look at it. I mean, it already auto-populates. And it's the classic, you know, style.
Classic style.
It's just something nice about it. That's what I had when I was a kid. So it's nice to have them again. But yeah. Did you get your Christmas shopping done for everybody yet, or are you falling behind on that, or how you doing?
Did I get the Christmas shopping done?
Do you not do any Christmas shopping?
I don't do that anymore.
What about, do you buy anything for mom?
Oh yeah, I'll buy something for your mom.
We'll see. So have you gotten that done?
No, she wants to pick it out, and we'll go there and pick out what she wants. And she goes, you'd rather have it easy. I go, well, be easy would be not buying anything. I tried to talk her, because the Charger Cleveland games on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I thought you were going to that. So you're not going to that game now?
Not going to it, because we're going to we're going in 2 weeks to the Panther game.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone's going. You're finally going to get to go to your game.
Yeah, first Charger game ever.
So get off my back. So you've never been to a Charger game, person?
No.
Oh, really? Okay. So you're going Colleen's first game and Zach's first game will be your first game.
Yes. Yes, it will be.
Well, that's cool. That's right. Anyway, so the Charger tickets, you can get them as low as $6 in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
I said, hey, there's $6. So I said, okay, because we have little envelopes put aside. I go, how about we take the envelopes for the, and that'd be our Christmas present. She goes, no. Anyway, because I'm getting a fish tank. I already have the fish tank.
Oh, you already bought it?
Bought the fish tank, but we're getting rid of this. I haven't got this. I have the tank itself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting rid of the couch and all this different stuff. This couch that I never won that's in my room.
Well, how many gallons is it? Or is it 55? What's the gallons on the tank?
It's just like a 20 gallon. 20, I don't know.
Oh, then why even bother? 2 feet long. You have like 3 fish in there.
It's just going to be a small tank, just something that Zach could look at and be cool. Then I can, when I'm recording.
I'm disappointed because I felt like, you know.
If you're saying something that's irritating me, I just go, let me look at these fish. yes. Relaxing. Because fish, there's nothing more relaxing than fish.
It is relaxing. I feel like there's things that are more relaxing than fish, but it is relaxing.
I just didn't want to get something too big, because what if I don't like the fish? What if they become more work than I want to deal with?
Uh-huh.
So, anyway. It's one of those things. I'll start with this.
Mm-hmm.
And if I like it, then I can get the bigger one. No, I'm just gonna.
But then you have to buy two tanks. Like that, you're just like doubling down on your spending.
I'll give the tank to someone else. No, we bought the stand for it like 3 months ago. It's finally coming in December. It's like a wooden, has a, like an old American flag look on it. It's kind of rustic looking, and the fish tanks to sit on top of that stupid couch that everyone says, oh, Tyler didn't want to keep it. I go, then why did we bring it here? Everyone said, you wanted it. I go, I never said I wanted it. I said, I don't want it. Mm-hmm. Why would I want this couch?
Sure, sure.
I never said I wanted this couch. It's got like, you sit on it, you can feel
the metal.
You must
have implied it at some point, you know, otherwise why is there this misconception?
I was told that he wanted to keep it. He wanted to keep the couch.
And then you probably said, that'd be nice to have a couch in there. And that's where they think that you were cool.
No, I never. I said, where are we going to put it? They go, well, you have room in the studio. I go, I don't want that thing in the studio. I said, all right, fine. I can stay here till they move out. I started saying, I think your sister said, oh, he never wanted the couch. I go, then why is it upstairs? Why didn't we bring it? And in fact, it's all the way upstairs. Now we got to bring it all the way downstairs. I'm running a U-Haul on Tuesday, and we're getting rid of this stupid bed that's in here and all this other crap that's in here that I can't even walk around.
You have to show everybody during our hangout at 8 o'clock.
I will. I don't have the beds in the other in Heather's old room. All the stuff, the old dresser, the old headboard, the old end tables, everything's in there. And when you walk through, you literally, it's every man for himself when you walk through there. So we're getting a U-Haul Tuesday, and we're going to take it all to the Goodwill down the street.
Nice. Very nice.
But the hard part is going to be carrying this bed downstairs.
Well, can't you just, the mattress itself?
No, I'm not the bed. I'm sorry. The couch.
Oh, the couch. Well,
it's going to, I'm almost tempted to bring the chainsaw and just cut it in half.
Yeah, but I think about the mess it's going to be in the room. That's going to be more than cleaning up the mess and just taking it out of the house.
I know. But then plus we're giving it away. I put some tape around it. Maybe they wouldn't notice.
You have Tyler there, right? He's going to help you. Or do you need me to drive out there, have some muscle, help you bring it?
What time do you get off work?
What time? What day?
Tuesday.
Tuesday. Yeah, I'm pretty busy on Tuesday, actually.
Yeah, I figured. Well, I'm assuming this Goodwill place closes like 5. So we got to be getting. We're going to put everything in the garage tomorrow. That way we can just load it into the car.
Nice, that's smart.
Yeah.
I've looked at
the original plan. The original plan was to do it today, and then everyone said, no, we're doing it Monday. I go, all right, whatever you guys want.
I give up. I give up caring.
Yeah.
But, I've looked into buying a used U-Haul truck just for, like, the toy shows and stuff. And they're like 10 grand for one. That's not too bad for a U-Haul truck.
What about an old van?
Van's not. A van wouldn't be big enough. Like a cargo van would be big enough. Like one of those would work.
You take all the seats out.
It's the height that I need. It's not so much the length, it's the height. So a cargo van would work. But again, those used are even more expensive. If you go to like a U-Haul and buy one of their old ones that like have 100,000 miles on them, they're like $8,000, $10,000. Again, I wouldn't buy it anytime soon, but it'd be nice to have one.
Yeah, because your mom said, why don't you just borrow Taffy's truck? I said, I'd have to make 16 trips.
It's a compact truck. It's not very big.
Yeah, his bed of his truck is not that big. I mean, yeah, the couch and the bed. It would be like the mattress. The U-Haul is right down the street. I rent the U-Haul, put it in, bada-bang, bada-bang, bada-boom.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I said that, and then finally it's all done.
And then you can rest.
No. There'll be some other thing I have to do.
This is where you have, like, you know, these young son-in-laws. You just need to have them do most of the heavy lifting for you.
Well, the bed we're taking out to Heather's, to Wendale. So we're taking the bed out there.
Okay. Or we put that in one of their guest rooms or something?
Yeah, it's their bed. So.
Oh, I thought it was your old bed because you guys got a new bed set.
Yeah, a while ago. No, this is Kayla and Tyler decided to get a bed. I said, well, wait. Why don't you get one when you move? Because what are we going to do with this bed? What do we do with this bed? Mom said, oh, no, they're getting a great deal on it now. Great deal on it now. I go, there'll be a great deal on it a year from now. So why don't we just get it? Heather wants this bed, and she can have it when everybody comes out for the wedding. I said, okay. And that was 6 months ago, and that bed's still sitting there. So now I have to come up with a plan to get rid of all the stuff. You know what? We need to get rid of all this stuff. I want that room. I want the treadmill up there. I want all the. I'm like going. I go. I don't know what I was thinking when I said get a bed and put this bed in here. What was I thinking? Again, if there was a dictator out there, they could just go. Everything's Jack's way.
Well, so basically, you would just have to ascend to power to be the dictator because you're the only person that could do it Jack's way.
No, the problem is I have the plan, but nobody wants to do it my way until it's, you know, a few months down the road. Then why don't we do it this way? Oh, you mean my way that I wanted to do it the first time? Because I tend to think, not that I'm perfect, but I am, but I tend to think things out. And some people just fly off the seat of their pants and they don't, I don't want, you know, like your mom, I always say, you know, 2 steps ahead, not 3 steps behind. That's what I like to say. And we're always 3 steps behind.
Sure.
But we're happy. We're breathing. We're Everything's good.
But deep down, I'm happy.
Yeah, I'm just happy bundle of joy.
Oh man. Well, I got all of my or most of my Christmas shopping done. But there's one thing that I felt like there was just sometimes you have those gifts that you find that you want to get and then you miss out on them. And this one was one for you, and I'm really upset that I missed out on this gift. So now that I can't get it for you, I'm going to tell you about it. And then you're going to be like, oh, man, I can't believe you didn't get that for me.
Oh, man.
So at the most recent toy show I did in Greensboro, it's the biggest show probably in the state of the year. And really? One of the guys there, like as I was setting up on Friday, he had an original Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid movie poster framed.
Now I'm mad.
And I was like, oh my God, that would be perfect. I'll get it tomorrow when I come back, because I didn't have any cash with me because I was just setting up on the Friday. So then I get there on Saturday morning and somebody already bought it. And I was like, oh my God, that would have been so perfect.
I'm already looking in a place I could put it.
I know. I was like, put it in the studio. It was so neat. It was from, when did that movie come out? I can't remember.
69, I think. I'm going to put it right behind where I'm recording right now.
Yeah. It was a really cool poster. Really good condition, too.
So. You know, I might have taken down the good and the bad, the ugly poster I have up here and put that there. Is it, which one is it? The one where they're coming out firing?
I think so. Let me look it up.
The end of the movie. Spoiler alert.
I know the end of the movie. I was trying the original poster.
That's your Burt Bacharach sound, award-winning soundtrack.
I hate that soundtrack. Great movie, horrible soundtrack.
Raindrops are falling on my head.
I'm just
will soon be too. I don't get. That's the only part I don't get in this. Why are we playing this song?
It's a stupid soundtrack. Great movie, stupid soundtrack.
Won an Academy Award.
So it wasn't the first release one. It's the, if you look them up, it's called Butch and the Kid Are Back Just for the Fun of It. So it must have been like the re-release that they did in like 72 or something. But still, it was a really cool looking poster.
It wasn't Butch and Sundance Ride Again or whatever that movie was.
No, it was like, you know, they used to re-release movies all the time because there wasn't tapes. It was like...
Was it William Catt? Was it William Catt was in that movie? It was like pre the early years.
Actually, this one says it's the, maybe it's just a different poster. But anyway.
No, I'm just saying there was another one, Butch and Sundance Ride Again or something like that.
Yeah, but it's the original movie. Maybe it's just a later poster from when it was first released. But anyways.
But is it where they come firing? They're firing.
It has them firing out as a few different images. So it has Butch and Sundance like just standing there, and then has them running out firing, and it has the girl, whoever her name is, I forget, and then Paul Newman and the girl riding on the bike. It was a really cool poster, and now I still don't have anything for you for Christmas. So thanks, guy, or whoever bought it.
You know what? Have someone just draw a picture of it. And just put it in a frame. I won't even know.
Because it was like the original movie poster. So it was like the big, you know, poster. The guy had other ones.
That would have been cool.
The other ones weren't as cool. Like he had, there's like a Sean Connery movie called like The Terrorist or something like that. Do you know that movie?
I'll take The Terrorist for $200, Alex.
There's another weird Sean Connery movie.
Terrorist.
There was the second Airplane movie, like Airplane 77.
Yeah.
But like again, none of them were like, oh my God.
I mean, Airport.
Airport. That's it. Thank you. Airport. Yeah,
Airplane was a comedy.
There was like, there actually had two of the one of the airports and another one like where the plane was underwater. I don't know if that's Airport.
That's Airport 70. I think that's with one with, well, George Kennedy, I think, is in all of them. So if you see George Kennedy, well, he's dead now. But if you see him getting on a plane, you get off the plane. Let's see. It was the one underwater. I think that was with the, oh, what's her name? Brenda Caro, I think, was in that one.
Yeah.
And Hal Holbrook might have been in, not Hal Holbrook. Who's the guy in, Bridge on the River Kwai?
Al Guinness?
No. American actor. Oh, come on, man.
I don't know. You know, you know these movies better than I do. I wasn't alive back then.
What does it matter? I wasn't alive when that movie came out.
What, Bridge on the River Kwai?
Yeah.
What year is that out? 50-something?
Oh,
I guess you weren't alive
50-something. Let's see. Bridge on the River Kwai. Let's see. William Holden.
What year was it released?
I already went out to William Holden. It was 1957.
Okay, well, you're closer to 57 than I am, being alive in 57. So, technically, you were alive when that movie came out.
But you've seen it.
No, I've seen the movie. Yeah, sure. But I remember the actors in the movie. Like, I saw it once, I think. Once all the way through. I've seen the scene where, like, at dying, he blows up the bridge, like, a few times.
I watched it on the plane recently. I'm checking to see if he was in one of those. I might be wrong. Oh, he's in Towering Inferno. I got my 70s.
70s disaster movies mixed up.
Disaster movies all mixed up.
Oh, man. So, yeah. I don't have your gift yet. Don't have mom's. Actually, Colleen usually does everybody else, but I usually get yours. Or I'm in charge of getting yours.
That's okay.
But I'll find something.
It's not the cat. William Holden died at 63.
That's young.
It is young. Of people,
dying, Florence Henderson.
Yeah.
That one I did not expect.
It's a story. Lovely lady. That's what I guess they had in our obituary. It's a story of lovely
lady. Come on.
No, I swear to God, that's what they had.
Is that what they had?
That's what I heard. I said, rest in peace, America's favorite mom.
Is she America's favorite mom, though? Also, did your mom appreciate that post?
Well, I'm not saying she's my favorite mom.
You said America's favorite mom, which assumes that your mother is not your favorite mother.
I said America.
Because you're an American.
If they took a vote, as good as my mom is, she's probably going to finish a strong second to Florence Henderson.
But again, if Florence Henderson won the popular vote by, say, 2 million votes, that still doesn't technically mean that she would be the favorite mother.
No, I think that she'd win most of the states. Well, my mom's from they're both from California, so
yeah.
There'd be a struggle there. Who would win California?
Well, yeah, I guess it depends how you set up your voting criteria for America's favorite mother.
TV moms. Who would be America's favorite mom?
America's favorite TV mom.
TV mom, yeah. Who, June Cleaver? No, I don't think I don't think enough kids today would know who June Cleaver is.
But how many kids know Brady?
Everybody, because the show's never left. I mean, I know Leave It at Beaver's on, but Brady Bunch has never left the air. It's always been on.
Do kids still watch the Brady Bunch?
They do. They do watch the Brady Bunch.
Hmm.
Who would be America's favorite mom?
I mean, it's favorite TV mom. Again, like, I feel like you're just, if Grandma Bev is listening to this, she would not appreciate it.
I just tell her I hit my head putting Christmas lights. Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay, America's TV favorite mom.
Yeah, you say America's favorite TV mom.
Who are we looking at? Roseanne?
No.
Okay, Donna Reed. I don't know. I'm just drawing off the top of my head.
It's a good point. Like, I'm trying to think TV moms, because like those kind of like
Shirley Jones. Shirley Partridge. Would Shirley Partridge be America's favorite mom?
No.
TV mom.
Because again, that's in that era, right? So she would win that era.
Harriet Nelson. Would Harriet Nelson be from Ozzie and Harriet?
No.
You don't even know who that is, do you?
Yeah, from Ozzie and Harriet. I know Ozzie and Harriet.
Ricky Nelson, he was a big guy.
Little Ricky Nelson, and
he had two sons that were the Nelson brothers. Whatever happened to them, I have no idea.
I think you might win, because I'm trying to think of, like, out of the 70s, Who is like the mother? Who is the TV mother of the 80s? Was it like one of the Growing Pains mom or?
Yeah, but were they really the stars of the show? I mean, were they really like maybe Who's the Boss? Maybe, but she was more of a. I don't know. I mean, you look at moms. I mean, just how moms, and we're probably reaching an area we probably shouldn't go with.
Yeah.
Because moms are the mom has changed on TV as times change, the mom has changed.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't think of like current shows.
Well, I guess you have Beverly Goldberg.
Okay, yeah, but would she be America's favorite TV mom?
No, no. Maybe a favorite, she's, like a fan favorite mom.
I don't know, because she's the kind of mom you see coming, you run the other way.
Well, I think it's like. Like you know, you enjoy seeing her because she's so funny.
Very funny. The only problem I'm having with the Goldbergs is
what?
And I love the show. I think it's and
I haven't seen that much this season.
I'm still upset that Adam Goldberg never got in contact with you.
I know he must. So here's the thing. This is something I've noticed: is if you're not friends with somebody and you send them a message or what'd you call them, a DM? Like it doesn't show up in their messages. It'll like be in this other inbox of you have to approve those messages to even see them.
Oh, really?
Because I had one that was sitting in mine for like 6 months. I was like, oh, I didn't even know this was here. And I replied to the person. I was like, I'm sorry. I didn't even know this message was
in here. I'm really upset it took you 7 months to answer me.
They were understanding. It wasn't intentional. It wasn't malicious.
No,
I
that was me.
This...
Wasn't it me?
No.
I didn't even know there was a box like that.
Yeah, it's like if they're not friends with you and they send you a message, it goes to this, like, you have to approve to receive the message. It must be like a spam protection type thing.
Because I know Ken from Survivor, I sent him a message and we're supposedly friends. Totally blew me off. didn't even answer me.
It might be because he saw Glatfelter as your last name and he kind of banned me from talking to him.
Oh, baby, that's it. So Adam, my problem with the Goldbergs is it's almost the same episode every week.
Sure,
there's a problem. They hate each other, but at the end, they play the good song from the 80s. It brings everyone closer together. But don't get me wrong, I watch it every week and laugh every week.
Yeah, yeah.
But I keep okay. Get to the part where you're all gonna get along. Blah blah blah.
And there's some emotional scene.
Yeah. But Dad's still going to call the kids a moron, but, you know, I...
He calls them a moron, but he loves them.
Yes, he does. Anyway.
Zachary is coming to the studio.
Hey, Zach!
Zach, you want to say something?
Hello, Zachary. How are you doing?
To the people? You have to take your medicine
now. Zachary. Zachary!
Zachary's been in a daddy mood.
A daddy mood. He was clinging to me. Yes. He was clinging. He was clinging to me. He was clinging to me. Not much
better for mommy because she's got to do the amoxicillin. No, I'll do the amoxicillin. You can get it open. Why is that not open?
I don't know. Papa and Gigi are the ones that closed it last.
No, I did it this morning, so they didn't.
Whoa. Papa didn't touch it.
Push down.
I get thrown under the bus. I wasn't even there.
All right. So this is. How did it melt? It's been in the fridge.
You gotta wipe off the excess or it sticks.
So Zachary has been sick all week.
Yeah. Ready? Poor kid.
Good job, buddy. Took his amoxicillin like a champ.
There we go, Zachary. Woohoo!
All right, say goodnight, buddy. See you later. You gotta talk into it if you're gonna talk.
Zachary! Can you hear me?
Can you hear Papa?
Can you hear me? What you doing, Zachary? My pancakes. My right. Pancakes!
Go to bed.
Did you go? My pancakes!
Good night, buddy. Love you. Oh, now he's got amoxicillin on my mic. Gross.
Well, no, your mic is probably
Yeah, it's probably, it has diseases on it and other things. At church today, it was funny. So we were kind of in the little children's section of church.
I didn't know you were going to church.
Yeah, I go like every week, but we go every now and then.
Just when you feel like you have to, you're Catholic, so you have to go there and ask for your sins to be forgiven.
No, that's your confession, or you have to do confession. That's not just going to Mass. That's a different thing. But anyway, so we were in the, you know, like in a church, they have like the section for noisy kids. It's like a soundproof room.
Yeah, the quiet room.
Usually we go in there with Zach because, I mean, he's actually pretty well-behaved.
The CIA calls it a different thing. But.
he's usually fairly well-behaved, but there's times he shouts, so it's just, if it's open and it's not crowded, we'll be in there. So we go inside there, and there's this big family that comes in, and they're there with their grandparents. So the grandparents take the older kids, and then the parents stay with the, I think they had like a 8-month-old or something. So they stayed in the kid section. And then, or not 8 months old, maybe like a year old. So anyway, eventually the grandparents, they were doing something like bringing up the money or something to the altar. And as they walk by, they call their grandparents Papa and Gigi. And
oh,
so
really?
They're like, "Hey, there's Papa and Gigi." They're like, and Zach got all really excited. He's like, "Papa and Gigi," but you guys weren't there, so he was really disappointed.
Oh. So he broke his heart.
Yeah. I was just like, no, Zachary, Papa doesn't go to church.
No. Well, I would, but it's on Sundays. And that's my day off.
But I thought it was funny. I was like, oh, another Papa Gigi. I didn't know. And apparently Shandy, she calls her French grandparents Papa and Gigi.
Well, Gigi sounds like a French name, right?
Yeah. Little Papa and Gigi.
Papa Gigi, what are you doing? Papa.
But actually, it's funny when Zach said it, he sounded like a little French boy. Gigi and Papa.
Yeah, he's a funny kid.
Okay. Anyways, where are we at now? Oh, cool.
We never figured out America's favorite TV mom.
Oh, yeah. America's favorite TV mom. So, yeah, Beverly Goldberg. Nah, probably
What if we put a poll on our
Facebook? We should. And you know what, though? But like, thinking about it, I think Florence Henderson wins. Like, I can't think of anybody else that would be, like, America's mom, you know?
Because she was always there. I mean, sure, she had a maid. You know? Because she, you know.
So, is having a maid, like, performance-enhancing drugs for a mom? Like a stay-at-home mom?
I would think so.
Was she a stay-at-home mom?
She was.
Okay, yeah. Is that like performance-enhancing drugs to a stay-at-home mom? Is that like fair to the other stay-at-home moms that don't have a maid?
On TV or just in real life?
Just in real life, yeah. Like, if a stay-at-home mom at home was watching the Brady Bunch and she's like, she's not that great. She has a maid to do all the work.
Right, right. And they have this huge house and only 3 rooms. Come on, man.
Well, he designed it, right? Because wasn't he an architecture guy?
He was an architect. He was an architect who designed the house.
Yeah, yeah.
So we had a room for the maid downstairs, and we have 6 kids. So what are we gonna do? We're only gonna have 3 rooms upstairs. 2 rooms upstairs.
There's 3 rooms
upstairs.
Because there's their room,
the master bedroom,
yeah,
and the kids' rooms. Each kid had their own room. Then eventually we had
and a Jack and Jill bathroom for them, right?
Yes, exactly. With no toilet. Which you can understand what, well, you know, that's what the maid was for. That's what Alice was for.
Oh.
You know, the mess.
No,
but yeah,
horrible.
That's right. I never thought about that. She's a stay-at-home mom. Nothing against stay-at-home mom. That's a lot of work.
It's exhausting.
But she had a maid who cooked the pork chops and applesauce.
Yeah.
But you know who, when the kids went on the road with their, you know, they were music, the Brady Six, somebody had to stay home and so I think Carol, Mrs. Brady, went on the road. She was a stage mom, wasn't she?
I guess. I mean, I haven't watched an episode of the Brady Bunch in 20 years, so I don't know what I remember.
No, that's a good question.
Yeah. If you can have a maid, more power to you. But I'm not a stay-at-home mom. Maybe some of the listeners out there that are a stay-at-home dad, not to either way. There's both. But
and she was... Well, mom, did she ever make any decisions?
Do you slightly judge a stay-at-home parent that also has a maid. Like, it's like really.
It's like the actors who have one kid and have a maid and have like a nanny and all that different stuff. Yeah, these raising kids is tough.
Well, again, if I don't know about nanny, but if I had the money and I had like, because having a kid and both Kylie and I aren't great at, you know, keeping a clean house anyway, but like having a kid and running around with him all day, it's exhausting. So it even with just one kid, Zach, if I had the money to have like a maid every single day, you better believe I'd pay for that.
Oh, I would too, but your mom always goes, I want a maid. And I said, I'm sorry, you can't get another husband.
But
it doesn't go over well.
No, I don't know why.
Because she does most of the housework. I don't. Even though we fight over the cats, I'm so tired of cats. Because the argument is, well, I do it too. I go, but I don't have a cat in the house. Mm-hmm. The cats, none of the cats here are mine. None. Yeah. I keep talking about this, and I always go, that's great. None of the cats here are mine. I didn't want any of these cats, but yet I got to clean up after these cats 10 times a day.
Yeah.
At least. So I think that there should be, I should get a little, you know, I should be allowed to complain about it.
But here's your problem, is that you complain about everything. So like it's almost like the boy who cried wolf. Like you should be more selective about what you complain about, so it's more impactful.
I think if this was the only thing I complain about, I still wouldn't get any sympathy.
I don't know.
Because I always get, I clean up after him too. I've done it 2 or 3 times a day. I go, well, I shouldn't have to do it at all. They're not my cats.
But you also have to tally up what's the other things you complained about during the day. And if you complain about too much, then they're just not going to listen to any of your complaints.
Every complaint is legitimate.
I get it. I get they're all legitimate. Which ones are like the most legitimate? Like the ones that matter the most that you really should fight for? Versus the ones that just, you're not going to win. So just
I really didn't complain today. I sat down and watched the Charger game. Your mom took a nap. Everybody else was sleeping. I watched the Charger game without anybody bugging me.
That's nice. Which is a contrast. Just, was it last week we were over?
2 weeks ago. They had a bye week.
And everybody was over and everybody was talking and annoying you.
Well, it's not just talking, but we sat there for 30 minutes before the game started. No one's talking. They're all looking at their phones. You're all looking at your phones. Minute the game starts, hey, blah, 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 blah. That's what bothers me. If it was talking nonstop, I can. And your mom's like going, you know, they're not going to come over. You keep acting this way. I go, you guys had a half hour to talk before the game started. Why do we have to talk once the game starts?
Because it takes a while to warm up and start talking.
Oh, my God.
People, I thought I was there. I thought I got there like right as the game started, just in all fairness to me. Maybe it's my fault. I came over and brought the conversation.
Well, you're not invited back because the Chargers never win when you're here.
I've taken a new approach to the Chargers this season. I'm just not caring if they win or lose. I'm just letting it go.
Hey, I had that attitude. They won today. Even though there's been 4 onside kick recoveries this season. 4 successful onside kick recoveries. 2 are against the Chargers. It happened again today. They were up 21 to 10 with like 28 seconds left. Houston kicks a field goal, right?
Yeah.
So now it's 18 seconds left. They got to kick the onside kick and they recover it. You got to go, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Why does this always happen?
I was just mad that Antonio Gates did not get any points for me.
I kept going, is he in the game?
Because he had a few good weeks, like really good weeks. And he just laid a goose, big old goose egg.
Well, unfortunately, he's had a great career, a Hall of Fame career. He'd go down as one of the best tight ends ever in the history of football, but he's done.
You think it's his last season?
You just can only take. He had those years where he was hurt.
Yep.
You know, and you just can't.
The plantar fasciitis.
Yeah, you just can't recover from. Once you start getting hurt and you get older, it's a rough game. I mean, it's one of those games if you start.
Well, how close
to slow
is he
down
to like beating some of like, you know, what's he on the touchdown for tight ends list?
He's up. I think he's second behind Tony Gonzalez.
Is he close beating him? Like, if he's close, like, is there something to say? Like, just stick it out.
I think he needs 6 touchdowns to get to 100 or something like that. or I don't know what it is, but he's had a great career. Almost 12,000 yards receiving. That's pretty amazing for a tight end. Like I said, if he wouldn't have been hurt those two or three years in a row, who knows what he probably had shattered all the records. But he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. That's all that matters.
Yeah, but it's like no football ring, Hall of Fame. It's like, who really cares?
What do you mean?
It's a football. It's like, I think the only Hall of Fame that matters is the Baseball Hall of Fame. Like, that has, like, that level of prestige.
What do you say? Football Hall of Fame's a big deal.
Yeah, but it's not as big. Like, I feel like there's a lot of people in the Football Hall of Fame. Like, the Chargers have, like, 9 people in the Football Hall of Fame but have no Super Bowls.
But they've had great players.
Okay, but still. Like, I feel like it's easier to get in.
You can tell me... LaDainian Tomlinson's probably going in this year. He's not a great player.
Oh, no. Again, LaDainian's an all-time great.
Yeah. He has the best fantasy season ever in fantasy sports.
Again, one of the greatest all time. I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying, I don't know. I feel like it's easier to get into the Football Hall of Fame versus the...
I'm going to disagree just because it's longevity. Your career, one hit, and you're done.
Uh-huh.
So... I mean, there's players that had 2 or 3 great years. They got hurt, and they don't even sniff the Hall of Fame. Even though they were the best in the league for 2 or 3 seasons, they get hurt.
But in baseball, you have to be, like, great over 20 seasons.
No, I mean, look at Ryan Sandberg. He's in the Hall of Fame. He wasn't great for 20 seasons. He was good for, like, 5 or 6. And
yeah, this guy, Ryan Sandberg, I don't know if he's... I don't know. Maybe this whole Cubbies thing that got him in. I don't know. That one's a little weak.
He was a good player, but I never thought great player.
Well, I think for him, isn't he like the best second baseman of all time, like statistically or something like that?
I don't think so. I take Joe Morgan.
Not to get too much into sports talk, which you can hear at the end of the Walking Dead podcast.
A real quick wrap-up in the world's sports.
Oh, man.
That was kind of political, too.
What?
Talking about the Hall of Fame.
Is it?
Yeah, but it's voting.
Oh, I guess so. No, it's not.
Oh, and just to let you know, the Journey is leading the fan voting for this year's Hall of Fame.
Of course, because that's one of the people that actually appreciate them as like a great band, as the fans.
Jeez, the people that actually buy the records.
Yeah, because people buy crap.
The people that actually, if they weren't out there, there would be no music.
I mean, come on. Like, I could show you a bunch of albums that have sold more than Journey that are even worse.
Those people that support.
Here's my problem with
the
Journey.
Music.
And we can probably save this for, because we talked about maybe doing like a Hall of Fame debate podcast or something. But, again, Journey has had some great songs, but name me an album that's a great Journey album.
Don't Stop. Escape.
But, okay, Escape. Tell me all of the great songs that are on Escape.
Oh, like I'm going to remember the names.
That's my point. Hold on. I'm pulling it out right now.
Escape is one.
Sing me Escape. Nobody remembers Escape.
I do. I just said it.
Okay, sing it.
This is my Escape. Because I can't do it because it's Steve Perry. I'd be present day Steve Perry.
Okay, so you say Escape is Journey's best album. Like total album.
I just said it was on the top of my head. I said Escape.
Here's Escape. Don't Stop Believin'. It has Don't Stop Believin', which is their biggest song. So there you go. Track one. Then you got Stone in Love. Don't know that one. Who's Crying Now? I guess it's kind of known Who's Crying Now.
You don't know Stone in Love?
That's not a radio hit. Nobody knows Stone in Love.
Oh, come on now, man.
Well, because you're a Journey fanboy. I'm talking about just in general. So, Who's Crying Now? That's kind of known. I kind of know that song. Keep On Running.
We know who's crying. Talking.
Keep On Running, nobody knows. Still They Ride, nobody knows. Escape, nobody knows. Lay It Down, nobody knows. Dead or Alive, nobody knows. Mother, Father, nobody knows. And Open Arms, which people know. So two tracks are big tracks on what you think is Journey's best album.
I just said off the top of my head.
I can then compare to a contemporary of theirs. I can go to Boston's first album where every single track is a radio hit.
Oh, yeah, but... But they what goes back to longevity. You wouldn't say they're in the Hall of Fame.
But I'd
here's a skate.
Yeah, nobody knows this song. Okay, yeah, nobody knows it.
You don't know this song?
I've never heard this song before.
The people have spoken.
Because, all right, you can stop it now. You can stop it. It's fine.
No.
Because when for Journey, their biggest sell, you know what their biggest selling album of all time is?
Probably the one with the Faithfully song.
No, their greatest hits album is their biggest album selling album of all time. If your greatest hits album is your biggest selling album of all time, that just means all you had a bunch of albums and had maybe two good songs on it, and that was it. That's just a corporate rock.
I'm telling you right now that this song right here is a great driving song too.
It's a Boston ripoff song. This is where I say Boston belongs in the Hall of Fame. Like they're corporate rock.
I'm 100% behind you on that.
Like, listen to that. Those guitars sound just like Boston's first album. It's a Boston ripoff song.
This is a great song.
What? Is that Greg Rollins?
Yes.
But again, nobody knows that song. Come on.
How does no one know this song?
Crap. Feeling that way. But even that song doesn't even cut Journey's greatest hits album, which is the biggest selling album of all time. So anyway.
That's probably my favorite Journey song.
It's a good one. Feeling that way. Ooh, anytime that you love me. All right. Well, that is it for our Patron's Choice November show. Anything but politics. Hopefully, we skirted around the politics as much as possible. It's now time for Jack and I to jump on to our Patrons Hangouts for our Patrons.
I got Journey's Greatest Hit up right now.
So let's head on over to the Hangout. If you guys...
56 million views on this one video alone. 56 million views.
You can thank Glee for that. Anyway...
I don't think Glee did this song.
We'll see you in the Hangouts for our patrons that pay $5 a month. They're listening to us right now. At $15, the Hangout is part of what you get there. You also get access to all of our Plus archives. Hangout.
Steve Perry is going to be a special guest.
On Google Hangouts. It's on YouTube Live. Definitely check it out. All right. We'll see you next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.